Local Congressman Connor Lamb has called for President Trump to use presidential war powers to produce more ventilators and other supplies needed to fight the coronavirus. As of midday Friday, it wasn't clear Trump will do so, but Lamb told 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins that using war powers and taking other steps is crucial.
The federal government uniquely can put the American people in the front of the line for all this stuff. It is now a global competition for all of this material, and we need to get as much of it built and to our hospitals and to our first responders as quickly as possible everywhere in the United States.
How are you interpreting the actions that the president has taken? Is it enough? How does his tone strike you? There has been talk of his tone kind of shifting over time and taking the pandemic more seriously.
Yeah, the tone has shifted, and that's a good thing. I just think on this issue of producing stuff, you know, the stuff that all of our doctors and nurses and healthcare workers are going to need, they're still too slow on that, and I don't understand why. The crisis is already here. It's not coming up. There's nothing more you need to see. Let's start producing this stuff in a big way and getting it out to the people that need it.
In Allegheny County and across the country, hospitals are expected to be pretty overwhelmed really quickly. Have you talked with local officials about solutions in Allegheny County, such as like converting other spaces into makeshift hospitals or anything like that? Or is it too soon to be talking about something like that?
Oh, no, we're talking about it. It's not too soon. The need is absolutely here. Look, I think when it comes to space, we've got a lot of good resources, but there's still some basic unanswered questions about, you know, just take, for example, Philips is one of the companies that makes ventilators, and they're out in Murrysville. So with the right government response, we could have that warehouse churning around the clock. The conversations are happening on the local level, but I just can't emphasize to you enough that the role for leadership here lies with the federal government. This is something that threatens every inch of the United States and every person.
What kind of economic stimulus do you want to see happen next? Obviously, Congress has been working on various packages, but what sort of plan could you support in the future? What are you looking at?
I think the best thing we can do for the economy is the best thing we can do for our own health, which is maintain these social distancing measures, maintain the shutdowns on non-essential businesses and large crowds and that kind of thing. And that's going to involve a lot of economic pain. We're already starting to see it. A lot of families got their worst news yesterday, short of somebody dying, which is that, you know, someone in their household lost a job. So we need money for people to get through the next month. That is our number one priority. Every family needs to know that they're going to eat, that they're going to pay their mortgage or their rent. And we can talk about these other industries. We can talk about cash flow for small businesses. I mean, I'm sure that that's coming, a pretty big fund. But the phase of true stimulus, that really is still down the road. Right now, we're about survival.
I'm wondering if, being on Capitol Hill with other lawmakers, if you've noticed any changes in the tone or relationship between Democrats and Republicans in Congress. Are you seeing people put politics aside and kind of come together anyway, or are things fairly polarized still?
You know, I think we have seen a better spirit and initiative. I mean, look, you have Senate Republicans, for example, proposing things that Andrew Yang was proposing on the presidential campaign trail just a month or so ago, right? The idea of direct checks to every American. They're casting aside some of the partisan differences. And I think the challenge to us is to allow that to continue and not break down. We really, time is such a factor here. There isn't time to worry about who has the best idea between Democrats and Republicans. We basically need to be trying everything. And I think both sides are doing that from the proposals I've seen.
That was Lucy Perkins talking with Congressman Connor Lamb.